Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for February 15th in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I'd like to thank Sister Darlene Williams for filling in last week during my absence. I also want to remind you of two things. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist family, friends, and visitors. What a wonderful time that we will have tonight in our prayer service. I'd like to thank all those who have been so instrumental in preparing and getting ready for this service. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's in your name that we come. To just give you all the praise and all the glory, Father. We know that we have joy in our hearts because you have placed it in us, Lord. We have love that we can share with others, Lord, because you loved us. We ask right now that we lift up the concerns of those who have joined us tonight, Lord. We cry out to you. We know that you are listening, Father. We know that you hear our cries. God, you're so magnificent, so marvelous, and so mighty. We know that we can do all things through Christ, Lord. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, to give to the world, to bear the sins, and to pay that sin debt, Lord. We thank Jesus Christ for the new covenant that we now live and that we honor in the light of his direction and his teachings, Lord. Help us to just grow stronger as a church, Father. Right now, there's many things that are happening around us that we don't quite understand, Father, but we give it all over to you tonight. Whatever that situation is, Father, we put it in your hands. We know that those families are hurting in Michigan. We know those families are hurting across seas in Turkey. We know the families are hurting right here in the District of Columbia, knowing that the homeless are being pushed out, shoved out, and just not cared about. Father, we just ask that you would touch everyone's heart tonight and give us a purpose that we know that we can do something in this world for you, Lord. It's the will, your will and your way that we come tonight to just look forward to, Lord. Sometimes we don't always get it right. And Father, we ask that you forgive us for anything that we may have done that was not pleasing in your sight. And strengthen us, Father, that we may go forward in your name. And whatever it is that we are supposed to do, that we'll be about your business, Lord. Continue to bless First Baptist Church. As we go through this transition period, Father, give us a mighty word tonight, Father, from our speaker. Give us a hope that we can always cling to, Father, because we trust you and we lean on your everlasting love. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Evelyn Roan.
Welcome to the prayer service, everyone. I will be reading the scripture from Psalms 118, verses 26 through 29. That's Psalms 118, verses 26 through 29. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which has shewed us light. bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth as forever. Have a blessing to the word of this. May the Lord have a blessing to this word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert Sr.
Good evening, First Baptist family. I come this evening thanking God for all of his blessings. And I'm asking that you pray with me, because I'm not feeling well today, but I'm pressing on, because I know God is able. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us from our early existence to this present day. Thank you for watching over us and protecting us from all harm and danger. And Father God, and I ask that you would be with me. I don't know, Lord, what it is, but Lord, you know. And you know how to fix it. So Father God, I'm just asking you to fix it only as you can. And not only for me, Father God, for anybody else who is feeling a little out under the weather tonight. We pray, Lord to God, that you would touch them. And Father, we pray for all who is under bereaved, praying, Father God, that you comfort them, letting them know there's have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And Father God, I pray for our young people, praying, Lord, that you continue to be with them. Lord, bless them all in a mighty way. But Father God, they don't understand what's going on. And Lord, and they're curious. They want to hear about something and they want to try it out, but they don't know what they're trying out. But Father God, help them. Keep them, my Lord, under your protective care. And Father God, I pray for the condition of our city, our streets. We ask you, Father God, to stop the shooting and the cutting, the violence that is going on all around us. We pray, Father God, that you will be with us all. We ask your blessing upon the person that is doing the violent and the victim. And Father God, and we just ask that you would just keep your head around us all as we go to and fro. Because, Lord, we don't know where danger lies. But we are dependent on you to protect us. So, Father God, we want to thank you for what you've already done. And thank you for what you're going to do. We pray for our minister staff at First Baptist Church. We ask you, Father God, to lead, guide, and direct them all in the way that you would have them to go, that they will be continue to lead and with us in the way that you would have us to go. And I pray for the IT who are making it possible that we are on the air today. We pray for our facilitator, asking you, Lord God, to lead and guide us all. But, Lord, we are not playing. We don't get on the air week in and week out just to be here, just for say that we was on the air. Lord, we're serious about serving you. And, Lord, and I pray that you will continue to be with us. Lead us and guide us and help us to live the life that we talk about. So let us be living example for others. And Father God, when I pray that you will be with our spiritual leaders and our government leaders, and help us all, Lord, that could be willing to turn to you for help. Don't be ashamed nor afraid to call on Jesus, because he is the way. We thank you, and we praise your holy name. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Rembert, for allowing the Lord to use you tonight, even though you are not feeling your best. We will be praying for you that God heals you and provides you with everything that you stand in need of. This is now your time to pray directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, church. Let us pray. O merciful God, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, we come to you this evening, lifting up the concerns that you've heard on the prayer line. They're not new concerns. You hear them all the time, but we still are here, faithful, hopeful, knowing that you will hear us, knowing that you will help us. There are so many people who need so much. You've heard the helpless this evening, the hopeless this evening, the homeless this evening. You've heard from those under the sting of bereavement. We've heard from our young people who are trying to navigate the difficulties of an education, the temptations that go along with the world in which they find themselves. You've heard from people who are concerned about what's going on in our world around us, the devastations in Turkey and Syria, the conflicts in the Ukraine, so many other places where you are needed and your faithful look for you. We know there are people that are sick and waiting for a healing. We know that there are so many of us who may not have done all the things that we needed to do. We may have been the best of example of how you wanted us to live our lives, but even in the midst of those seeming transgressions, you've always answered our plea and answered our call. But we know that we can always call out to you, Father. Even when our faith slips just a little bit, we know that you are always there, ready to help us. We ask that you continue to lift up this church, this branch of Zion that is undergoing its transition right now. We ask that you continue to show us the way, lead us and guide us. Shine your light down on us, Father. We ask now that you would just simply continue to bless us as you always have, that we might, in living our life by your example, be a blessing to others, that we can be our own shining light. We ask these blessings in the name of your darling son, Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Chantel Harris Naji, who is the daughter of Brother Eddie and Sister Bessie Best and a member of Zion Church in Landover, Maryland.
Somebody may be going through something out there and you feel like it's over, but I'm here to tell you that it's not over until God says it's over. It's not over. God says it's over. It's not over. God says it's over. He's with you through stormy weather. The God I serve, oh, he tells you now. Not over. Oh, just hold on to your faith. He has the last say. He's never lost a case. It's not over till God says it's over. This too will pass. Oh, it'll work out. It'll work out in your favor. God is using you to show victory.
Praise God. First, giving glory and honor to God, who is awesome and worthy to be praised. Let me just take a moment and just give God a praise this evening. Just give him a praise because he's so good. He's so wonderful. He's an awesome God. Greetings to Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, our retired pastor, our interim pastor, Reverend Young II. To all ministers, officers, and members, I would like to thank the prayer meeting committee for inviting me this evening. It's always a pleasure to be in the house with my First Baptist Church family. I believe most of you know me because I grew up at First Baptist. I've been a member since the age of 12, I believe, when my godmother and aunt, Rosetta Perry, first introduced and invited our family to the church. I've been a member of the youth choir, Missionary Society, Crazy Praise, and the Drama Club. Shout out to Miss Hawthorne. And I'm the daughter of Bessie and stepdaughter of Eddie Best, niece of the late Sammy Harris, and the granddaughter of Elise Smith. Most of you knew her as Malu, who went to be with the Lord in 2015. Now, that's a testimony of itself because that was her last prayer, to go to church one last time, and God granted her desire. She loved First Baptist Church for the many reasons that I love it, because it's been a rock for our family. Pastor Tucker has been my counselor and therapist. Miss Tucker, God rest her soul, has been our shoulder to cry on and a listening ear. And my many aunties and uncles at the church have been my encouragers and my support, and I thank you. I'm excited to come before you for a few minutes this evening because I'm excited to share my testimony. As with all of us, life has been particularly challenging, and just because the pandemic hit, it didn't stop life from happening to us. That's why I love that song that was played in the intro by Karen Claude Sheard called It's Not Over. This song has gotten me and Malu through many of trials, and I wanted to just recite a few of the words because it just infuses me with faith when I hear it. It's an instant faith pick-me-upper. It's not over till God says it's over. It's not over until God says it's over. He's with you through stormy weather, and the God I serve, he fails you never. He's a man of his word. It's not over. He'll make a way of escape. It's not over. Just hold on to your faith. He has the last say. He's never lost the case. That's my favorite part there. It's not over till God says it's over. This too will pass, even though it doesn't feel like it. And it's going to work out in your favor. God is using you to show victory. Just step out and walk in your destiny. He's a man of his word, and it's not over. He'll make a way of escape. It's not over. Just hold on to your faith. He has the last say. He's never lost a case. I love this part that says, you cannot go by what it looks like, for we walk by faith and not by sight. You must believe in what Jesus says. He has the last word. It's not over. He'll make a way of escape. It's not over. Just hold on to your faith. He has the last say, and he's never lost a case. I want to share some of my challenges that come quickly to mind. Please forgive me. We needed to know that it wasn't over when Malu was faced with kidney disease and over 35%, only 35% of her kidney was working. But God said, it's not over. And her kidneys gained full function, and she didn't need dialysis near the end of her life. We knew it wasn't over when she went into the hospital to have a mass removed, and for some reason, unbeknownst to the doctors, she couldn't walk. But God said, it's not over. Because near the end of her life, she walked. I want to share with you that a few weeks ago, we had a scare with my aunt, and doctors diagnosed her with pancreatic cancer, even before they had all the test results in. And we all know that the prognosis is not very optimistic for this disease. She went to the ER with a terrible pain in her abdomen. They were performing all kinds of tests, trying to figure out what was wrong. In the meantime, because doctors had seen this condition so many times before, they even sent palliative care representatives to the ER to speak with her. Now, I had never heard this term before, and when I Googled it, it said palliative care is care given to improve the quality of life of patients who have a serious or life-threatening disease such as cancer. You can imagine how shocking that was for the family. Well, we later found out that the MRI showed two masses in her abdomen area. But God, but God said, it's not over. After the biopsy, not only did she not have cancer, but the biopsy showed that one of the masses disappeared. And the doctor said he didn't know what happened. Well, I think they call that a miracle. What you think? Ooh, praise God. Thank you, God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. And let me just tell you the update. She came home yesterday. Look at God. Look at God. He's so good. He's so wonderful. Ooh, and last but not least, my testimony. I was diagnosed with a disease called molluscum. When I was in college, it produced these little tiny bumps all over my face. I had gone to many doctors, dermatologists, no results. They were not familiar with the disease, didn't know where it came from or how to treat it. You can imagine how distraught I was. But God said, it's not over. I want to just say, this is why it's so important to come to church in person. Because on that night, a family friend invited my family to an evening church service in Northwest. There's a little storefront church on the corner. And I'll never forget Pastor Best. We called him Prophetess Best. He was laying hands on people at the front of the church. And I went up for prayer. He and other pastors surrounded me and laid hands on me. He said, this disease is from the pit of hell, but God has the victory. He told me that I was healed. And when I wake up in the morning, the disease will be gone. I went home that night, woke up in the morning, and the bumps were gone and have never returned. I'm only good by the way. Yeah. He's so awesome. He's so awesome. I say all that to say that God is yet alive and is still working miracles even today. And God is not a respecter of persons. What he has done for me and my family, he'll do the same for you. So don't give up. And when you feel like giving in, remember, it's not over until God says it's over. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Come on. Give God a praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen, amen.
the odds look stacked up against you, and it seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, so just know it ain't over until God. Until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won.
Always gonna be easy, but you're always. It ain't over. It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
Amen. God has the final say. It is not over until God says it's over, until God says it's done. Not the doctors, not the lawyers, not even our pastor, but God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Harris Najee, for that wonderful message and that reminder that it is not over until God says it's over. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Chantel Harris Najee and her message.
It ain't over till God says over. It ain't done till God says done. Amen, my sister. It ain't over till God said it's over. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He has the final say.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We will now have remarks and prayers from Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Chantel. What a powerful, powerful testimony you gave us tonight. Knowing that it's not over. I know that everybody on this line can feel the power of a living God that always can, what you say, won't he do it? You said it, won't he do it? And I just thank you so much for being our speaker tonight. You lifted our hearts and you touched our souls with a big word of inspiration, because God is doing these miracles today, and you can see that in the Bible where he did it in the Bible where everybody thought it was over when Daniel was in the lion's den. Everybody thought it was over when Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego was in the furnace, but God said it wasn't over. The man sitting by the pool of Bethesda, people thought it was over, but God said it's not over. That's a mighty testimony. God said it's not over. Sister, we thank you so much. We love you, and we thank you for making this prayer experience such a lovely, lovely time tonight. And also thanks to all the other participants who contributed in our prayer moment tonight. And it's just so marvelous that we can come together on a Wednesday night and just thank the Lord and praise the Lord, you know, because the Lord made this day, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. It's been an awesome time this month. We've been celebrating Black History Month. Our young people have been leading us in a style of excellence. We look forward to this coming Sunday that we'll have the Reverend Donald Robinson as our preacher. Please invite your friends, your family to come and worship with us, either virtually or in person. I'm going to lift up just a few of the announcements. You all please observe the pastor's letters of events taking place in our church this coming Sunday after the service. The youth and the young adults will be meeting for a bowling event at 4 o'clock. Also, on the 26th, we'll have the heart-to-heart discussion presented by our virtual health ministry. And we're just so glad that each one of you can just continue to just lift up the support, the ministries around First Baptist. I hope everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day, because the greatest love that was given to us was Jesus Christ. And we know that we love the Lord. You know, we just come together. And right now, I just want to say that I really, really am inspired by what we have going on in the church. Unfortunately, Reverend Young could not be with us tonight because of a prior commitment. So I'm trying to do what is faithful and do my job that the good Lord has called me to do tonight. And I thank each and every one of you for bearing with me right now as I try to stumble and be humble. Let us pray. We come together, Father, to focus on you, to pray and let our requests be known unto you, God. Right now, Father, we're just going to open up the lines for 20 seconds to lift up our members' voices, and though they will know that and believe that their prayers have been heard, the lines will be open at this time.
Thank you for speaking.
Let us look to the Lord again. Heavenly Father, how great is thy faithfulness. Gracious God, please fix our hearts so that our doubts, our fears, and our decisions won't detour our service to you, God. Prepare our minds and our souls to be instruments and to be loving to others and to ourselves. Help us to go in faith and tell the joy of the good news of God's unconditional love. Father, teach us that our light is the light of Christ, and our church to become a home to those who seek you and your love and your protection. God, we bless your holy name and the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, continue to lead and guide us in our path. We thank you for the presence, your presence in our lives. We pray for all the members of First Baptist Church, and we pray for all the people that are on this prayer service tonight. Father, we lift up our sick and shut-in members that you will touch their hearts and be able to just comfort them and to heal them if it be your holy and divine will. We pray for Dr. Emmett Young, Reverend Dr. Emmett Young, as he travels. Give him his strength as he continues to lead our church. And Father, we pray for our pastor emeritus, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, as he makes ready for the new pathway in his retirement. Father, we just pray for an increased faith, for healing. We're praying for more love. We're praying for our families. Father, we're praying for our young people. Continue to just put a hedge of protection around them, Father. Our nation, Father, we're praying that the nation will return to follow your will and your way. We're just gone astray, Father, and we know that you are the one who can bring us through, and we know that you have made a way in the wilderness. You know, we know that you have made rivers in the deserts. There's nothing that you can't do, Father. And we pray right now that we receive that word that continues to lift us up, because we know that it's not over, Father. We know that. We pray for our pulpit committee in their search for our next pastor. Allow them to know that you are with them, Father. We love you, Father. We magnify you. We glorify you. This is our prayer, Father. And Father, as we close, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And everybody in the church says, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a good evening, everyone.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for February 15th. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the interim pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
Blessings flow. Bye. I know I got religion. I know I got religion. I know I got religion. And the world can't do me no harm. I know I've been converted. I know I've been converted. I know I've been converted. And the world can't do me no harm. Oh, meet me, Jesus, meet me.
I God, over. How did I make it over? You know my soul back in wonder. How did I make it over? How I made it over. Going on over all these years. You know my soul back in wonder. How did I make it over? Tell me how we got over, Lord. Had a mighty hard time coming on over. You know my soul look back and wonder how did we make it over. Tell me how we got over, Lord. I've been falling and rising all these years, but you know my soul look back and wonder how did I make it over. But soon as I can see the man that died for me, man that bled and suffered, and he hung on Calvary, and I want to thank him for how he brought me, and I want to thank God for how he taught me. I'm gonna thank God for old time religion. And I'm gonna thank God for giving me a vision. One day I'ma join the heavenly choir, and I'ma sing and never get tired. And then I'm gonna sing somewhere around God's altar, and I'm gonna shout all my trouble over. Thank him for being so good to me. Lord, how I made it over. Lord, I had to cry the midnight hour coming on over. But you know my soul look back and wonder, how did I make it over? I'm gonna wear a diamond gown in that new Jerusalem. I'm gonna walk the streets of gold. It's in that homeland of soul. I'm gonna view the host in white. They've been traveling day and night. I come to thank him this evening. you know, all night long. God kept his angel watching over me. And early this morning, God told his angel, God said, touch her in my name. God said, touch her in my name. I rose this morning, I feel like shouting, 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 I just got to thank God, I just got to thank God, I just got to thank God. I just got to thank him. Thank God for being so good. God is good to me.
Thank you. I can tell the world, yes, about it. I can tell the nations, yes, that I'm blessed. I can tell the world, yes, about it. I can tell the nations, yes, that I'm blessed. I can tell the world.
Every time I feel the spirit. Word.
Oh.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you back on the line next Wednesday by 7 p.m. Take care.